Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A truck driver who killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018 has been convicted on 63 criminal counts.
The guilty verdicts were never in doubt. The gunman's own lawyers conceded at the beginning of the trial that their client, armed with an AR-15 rifle and other weapons, attacked and killed worshipers at the Tree of Life synagogue.
The verdict here demonstrates a level of accountability that hopefully will make people feel just a little bit better.
Orrin Siegel, Vice President of the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism.
When there's accountability for hate and violence, that's always an important message.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Justice Department has found that Minneapolis police engaged in a pattern of police abuse against minorities. Attorney General Merrick Garland described the findings.
MPD officers stop, search, and then use force against people who are Black and Native American at disproportionate rates.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the department does not take these findings lightly.
We will change the narrative around policing in this city. Out of the darkness and trauma our residents and our police officers have experienced over the last 3 years, we will emerge as a beacon of light for the rest of the world.
The report follows a sweeping 2-year civil rights probe. Perryton, Texas is cleaning up after severe weather tore through the town. KTVT-TV's Jason Allen is there.
Perryton's downtown area and local firehouse took a direct hit, but crews were still able to use their ambulances and trucks to reach people in need.
We've had some roofs blown off and some trees.
The deadly storm system also hit parts of Oklahoma with suspected twisters and powerful wind and hail.
At least 3 people were killed in Perryton. Government whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg has died. He leaked critical information about the Vietnam War. Here's CBS's David Martin.
Daniel Ellsberg started out as a true believer in the war, but he turned against it with a vengeance when he leaked the Pentagon Papers, revealing the machinations, doubts, and deceptions of the Kennedy and Johnson administrations as they slid deeper into the Vietnam quagmire. The leak was a bombshell, which led to a Supreme Court decision upholding the right of news organizations to publish the papers over the objections of the Nixon administration. Ellsberg might have gone to jail had a judge not dismissed the charges after operatives from the Nixon White House burglarized his psychiatrist's office.
Ellsberg was 92. President Biden in Hartford, Connecticut, has been praising the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which he signed into law last year, saying the work is far from over.
We are not finished. We are not finished. We are not finished.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Jim Grass Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
From From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 19th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9:15 in the County Boardroom, immediately followed by the Public Safety Committee meeting. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will then meet at 9:30. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 at the River Block Building. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. They will discuss the Wisconsin Rapids Rail Feasibility Study. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will take place at 7. In Adams County, the Workplace Safety meeting will take place at 9 a.m. The Library Board will meet at 2. The City Finance Committee meeting will take place at 5. And the City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 57. Low 80s Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-80s Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Well, it's been an interesting weekend of news. Not much happening out there. Let's just jump right in. The two questions I have for all you folks out there, and join us, text or call 844-967-2789. We got two questions. And is this finally the thing that cleaves the GOP in two? You can see it slowly starting to ripple, right? Of course, you've got Chris Christie out there condemning Trump. And we're going to listen to some of what Bill Barr had to say and talk about sort of what some of the other commenters have been saying and GOP leaders. But there's this whiff that I'm detecting in some of these comments that there may now be a more meaningfully sized contingent of the GOP that I think may finally find its spine to fully start stepping away from Trump. It's taken so long, hasn't it? I mean, we can spend all day arguing with the CJs of the world about why Biden's and Clinton's document issues, email issues are completely different from this.
Like real distinction, like really, really.
Yes. Meaningful distinctions. I'll put them down in just basically like two categories. All the rest of it ends up being mostly, I think, just noise and its intent, right? What was the intent? And once notified, it's not the taking of the documents or the information, right? Like that's what Clinton did with this private email server. And that's what Biden and Pence and others have done. It's not the taking in and of itself. It's the keeping with intention after you've been asked to give it back. That's what's different about Clinton. That's what's different about Biden. And then the second thing, which comes from the first, and that is not just the intentional keeping, but the lying to cover up that you've kept it. That's what's different. So I think you're really up against it. You can draw the false analogies, but ultimately, if what is alleged in this indictment is true, you have a president that indisputably, and what we're hearing about what's in this indictment is that there is video evidence of the boxes being moved and the contemporaneous text messages happening. Like it's a fact that some of these things occurred when they did. Plus, we've got audio where Trump is acknowledging that he knows that he's possessing confidential information and that he shouldn't be showing it. So they've literally, I don't want to use the word receipts anymore. They have audio tape and they have videotape and they have text messages, none of which, if properly presented in a U.S. court of law, subject to our federal rules of evidence, which require the best evidence for each fact alleged, meaning the original source that has to be backed up by expert testimony, it simply won't be debatable that he did these things. Here's the basic timeline, okay? I want everybody to be with me on this because the timeline is what, when you start filling in all the detail, and that's what prosecutors will do. There will be a big visual aid. On February 9th is when Trump and his lawyers send the first 15 boxes to the National Archives. The archives suspect that information, documents that they are fairly certain Trump has, weren't returned. And I want you to keep these numbers in mind. They sent 15 boxes to the National Archives and went, okay, job well done, super. By they, I mean Trump. The National Archives suspects that that's not all of the information, and they call up the FBI and tell them that. That occurs sometime after, I know the exact date. February 9th is when the official referral of the matter went from the National Archives to the FBI. It took almost 2 months for the FBI to officially open an investigation. So, and I want to pause there. That is 2 months where the FBI, using its typical, ordinary, and customary practices of vetting potential information regarding whether or not an investigation should be opened. It took them 2 months before the FBI officially opened an investigation on March 30th. It took another month before the grand jury was convened and formally began its investigation. So you're talking about all of February, all of March, and most of April, 3 months from the time the president sent the first 15 boxes to the National Archives. And the National Archives reported to the FBI that they believed critical, confidential, top secret information was missing from those 15 boxes. On May 11th, so another half month later, it's now 3.5 months, the grand jury issues a subpoena to Donald Trump. This is what then spurs his discussions with his attorney, Eric Corcoran. That's May 11th. Now the discussions are beginning. Okay, what do we do with this subpoena? On May 22nd, Nauta removes one box from storage in Mar-a-Lago and takes it to the Trump residence. That's the first box that's removed from the place that will ultimately be the only place that Trump identifies as having any of the relevant documents that Corcoran needs to search to know that Trump has complied with the subpoena, okay? So this is box one that has left the only place that Trump will tell his lawyer Corcoran the documents are located. That's on May 22nd. By the way, there are text messages going on. Every time Nauta moves a box, there are text messages occurring that trigger that. On May 23rd, the day after box number one is moved, I wonder what was in box number one. What was so important that it was the first box that Trump had moved from Mar-a-Lago to his residence? Because only one day later, Trump meets at Mar-a-Lago with Corcoran to talk about the subpoena. This is where all of those questions occur that Corcoran then later recalls in a voice memo while he's driving up to a family vacation and has a bunch of time on his hands, where Trump is saying, well, what if we just don't have any documents? Wouldn't it be better if we just didn't have any of these things that the subpoena is asking for? Well, what if we just blow them off and don't respond? That's when this happens. And now, between May 23rd and June 2nd, and there is video evidence corroborating this, Nauta removes 64 boxes from Mar-a-Lago and moves them to the Trump residence. 64. They turned over 15, and the 15 ended up having 197, I believe, documents with classified or top secret markings or indicating that it was compartmentalized information. If you want to follow along in the manual, folks, it's paragraph 58 of the indictment where the prosecutors describe specifically that now to remove 64 boxes between May 23rd and the day Trump's lawyer came to Mar-a-Lago to search the boxes. The very first box being removed by Nauta, that is paragraph 53. So 65 boxes removed by Trump's direction by his man Nauta. 15 boxes turned over to the National Archives. So what happens next? It is on June 2nd that Trump's lawyer, Corcoran, finally comes to Mar-a-Lago and personally reviews the documents and turns over 30 boxes to the FBI responsive to the subpoena. 65 removed, one with some extraordinary priority. 30 boxes given to the FBI. I want to know, have all of the other 35 boxes been accounted for? Because here's what the WSJ, the Wall Street Journal, had to say today. I want to know where those 35 boxes are. Because do the documents that were eventually recovered in the raid equate to 35 boxes? Or is there some volume of documents and boxes that we don't know what happened to them? That's what I want to know. Here's what the WSJ, the Wall Street Journal, had to say almost immediately after the indictment rolled. This was their insightful bit to help protect America's most sensitive security interests. Quote, however cavalier he was with classified files, Mr. Trump did not accept a bribe or betray secrets to Russia. Well, except for that one time when he was in the Oval Office and, you know, told those two ambassadors about that thing. The Wall Street Journal goes on, quote, the FBI recovered the missing documents when it raided Mar-a-Lago, so presumably there are no more secret attack plans for Mr. Trump to show off. Dear Wall Street Journal, I don't think I want to go on your presumably there are no more secret war plans for Mr. Trump to show off. I don't really want to run that possibility. And so to the Lindsey Grahams, the Trump apologists out there, what are you telling me, that you don't care if we don't know if we've found all of it? Because if half of what is in this indictment is true as to the nuclear capabilities of Iran, war plans of the United States, if there was an invasion of Europe, how we deal with terrorist threats, if that's totally fine for an unhinged lunatic with no respect for our Constitution to be showing off, then I say you stand up now and be counted with him, right next to him. Because if not, I suggest you call him out. And we will be doing just that when we get back. I am Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked in and join us. 844-967-2-
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
News 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Seconds, so.
Yeah, you as well.
Morris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
The Rafters and the Growlers meet today on this exciting and Hawaiian night-themed afternoon as Rafters looking to split the series against Kalamazoo as they fell yesterday by a score of 5-1. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, Rafters and the Growlers met yesterday, and the Growlers, well, they took it to them. Growlers won 5-1, and the Rafters fortunately out-hit Kalamazoo, but they fell on that game, were not able to get runs across, and that was the big thing. They only scored one run, which has been their lowest in a couple of games. So they're looking to get back to winning ways and get back to getting runs across home plate. They got guys on. They had opportunities, just weren't able to cash in those runs. For Wisconsin Rapids, they are starting with Kalen Graham, the right-handed pitcher out of Keller, Texas, in North Central Texas College. They're going with Nolan Sailors to lead off for them in the left field. He's the Creighton product. Only batted once last night, pinch hit in the ninth inning where he struck out. So he's looking to start to get himself into the lineup. Nolan Sailors will be started at left field. Chris Conniff coming in at second, batting second. He'll be at second base. So Brendan Bobo is returning. He had a disappointing debut to his second summer in Wisconsin Rapids. He's playing third base today, looking to get back to his old self as he was the team MVP just a year ago. Jack Gurevich slotted in at first base today. The San Diego products will return in fourth in the lineup. Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, will be fifth in the lineup. Ty Johnson is batting sixth, the center fielder, the trustworthy center fielder. Danny Sheeler, seventh, who pinch hit as well. Got a hit yesterday in the bottom of the ninth. He's DHing. Brandon Rogers will be batting eighth. We haven't seen him in the eight hole yet this year, so it's going to be interesting to see how he kind of adjusts to that. And Alex Duffy batting in the nine hole, the catcher out of Elon. So he's returned in the lineup. As for the Kalamazoo Growlers, Eamon Horwettle, the Michigan product, the right-handed pitcher who is looking to get, once again, another start to his career, and a guy that hasn't had much yet to start with. So Horwettle, the right-handed pitcher, Corbin Griffin, who will be leading off for them. He's in the right field. Banks Tolley, the Ole Miss product, and center field. Kaysen Taggart will be batting third. The left fielder, and Will Furness, who had two solo shots yesterday, will be batting fourth and slotted in at first base. Gabe Springer batted fifth, and he'll be put in at third base. And then Kevin Krill, the DH. Colin Blanchard at catcher. Savvy Delgado, who hasn't made an appearance yet. He did not yesterday, so he's making his first appearance today. And Gavin Lewis, the trustworthy shortstop, will be batting in the nine hole. So Kirk Schreider back at the helm again for the Rafters, looking to get his team back to, well, winning ways, and just a disappointing night it was last night. Great attendance here at Witter Field, and unfortunately the Rafters were not able to come away with a win. As Cody Pichocki, the Kalamazoo product, and Kalamazoo head coach, is slotted in right now in the batter's box of each team. The umpires for today at the home plate, Brandon Wells in the first base umpire, Rob Knox, the crew chief at third base, Dalton Phillips. So a great crew here on hand as they are currently meeting in the batter's box at home plate, and just excited to get this one going. Just about 10 minutes away, and for the Rafters, they're going to have to look to continue to get hits and continue to get guys on base. But what the big deal was for Kalamazoo, why they were so successful, is they had Mason Meeks, who had eight strikeouts yesterday, a guy that was on top of it left and right, getting those timely strikeouts. And the Rafters just couldn't really find ways to get home when they needed it most. They had guys on second and third, but guys would just pop out or fly out or ground out, and it really hurt them. So they had opportunities yesterday. They tied the game 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth, where it was they took an early 1-0 deficit off of a Will Furness home run, tied the game in the bottom of the fourth. They gave up two runs in the sixth inning, going down 3-1, and then two solo shots from Will Furness and Gabe Springer in the top of the eighth, which really put them down 5-1. And that, at that point, they struggled. Brendan Bobo yesterday was 0-4 yesterday, and he made that crucial error as well that put guys on base. And Bobo's looking to, well, get himself back in the mix, and what he did last season was last season, looking to have to get to a better time this time because they're going to need Brendan Bobo, and he's a guy they can rely on. Brendan Rodgers had a good day yesterday. He went 2-for-4. He's batting a .295, so he had one strikeout but was able to get on base and get hits. Anthony Gallison went 1-for-3. He's out of the lineup, but Chris Conniff got a hit. Garrett Broussard was able to get a hit. So just about 10 minutes away here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We'll take a quick step aside. First pitch, national anthem, lineups coming shortly here on the WFHR radio. We'll be back in a moment.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Now direct your attention to the field for the ceremonial first pitch.
So we return here as the first pitch coming from our very own TV broadcaster, Kevin Malater, and throws a decent pitch down the plate. How about that? You can catch Kevin on the Northwoods League TV network tonight as he has all home games. So Kevin throwing a decent first pitch, and national anthem just coming up here. So we're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR. First pitch coming up next here on your home of Raptors baseball. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
To the, well, we return to Woodard Field here on WFHR. As Caitlin Graham getting the start on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, three games appeared in against Green Bay, Fond du Lac, and Lakeshore. He had seven innings pitched, allowing five hits and three runs, but he's acquired 11 strikeouts. So the tall 6'5 right-hander out of North Central Texas College from Keller, Texas, down south, as he had 10 innings pitched so far this season with them. He had 13 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA. He only allowed 10 hits, where three of those came on earned runs. So looking to get going once again, as Caitlin Graham, big product, who had 21 in 2021. He appeared in seven games, was seven games started, and 37 and two-thirds innings pitched. He allowed 47 hits and 37 strikeouts. So stepping in towards the plate at the left-hander is Corbin Griffin out of Kalamazoo Valley Community College and a Kalamazoo native. So hometown grown, batting a .318 with six RBIs, 14 hits, and 11 runs. So a decent leadoff man for head coach Cody Pichocki and the staff, as Graham sets and serves inside for a strike. He's ahead of the count early. That's the thing with the Rafters pitchers. They're very deep, and they got a lot of talent. Just going to have to put it together for all nine innings, because that ball gets thrown on the outside. 1-1. So batting a .318 as the 1-1 comes just above the zone for a ball, 2-1. This Kalamazoo team is batting .241 as a team. They have 131 hits as the 2-1 swinging a ball popped back behind home plate, 2-2. 131 hits, which is the exact same amount as the Rafters do. So dead even on the amount of hits these two teams have. They have 96 runs, 10 home runs, as a 2-2 up and out of the zone. So full count. Graham sets, serves, and popped back behind home plate. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. As Caitlin Graham kicks, winds, and delivers outside for a ball. So ball number four. And that starts the Growlers off with a leadoff walk here in the top of the first. So Banks Dolly will step in, batting a .200. Dolly, a guy who went 1-for-5 yesterday. He had a run, was one of five Growlers to cross home plate. Struck out twice. So pitch outside for Caitlin Graham. And Graham on the mound. Alex Duffy at catcher. Jack Gurevich at first. Chris Conniff second. Brendan Bobo at third. Garrett Broussard at short. Nolan Saylor's left. Ty Johnson in center. And Brendan Rodgers slotted out right field as that ball nicked on the top of the bat. Just behind home plate on the backtrack. So 1-1 here. So Saylor's getting his first start. The Creighton product out in left field. We've seen Ty Johnson, a reliable center fielder. Brendan Rodgers been put at right a lot this season. So pickoff attempt over at first. Zion time as Griffin gets back in time. So 1-1. Graham will look over to left. Kicks and delivers. Popped back out on the right side. Out of play. 1-2. A leadoff walk from Corbin Griffin, the right fielder. He stands at first. So a ball and two strikes. Graham glances at first. Now comes set, and the pickoff attempt over once again at first, and Griffin slides safe. That's the second time he's done that. Once again, throws it back over to first and sliding safe. That was just in time. But Corbin Griffin, a guy that's had three stolen bases this season. So there's a big reason why Graham's keeping an eye on at first. The 1-2. Swing and a drive into left field, heading back towards the backtrack and coming under it and making the grab is the Creighton product, Nolan Saylor's. Excellent catch and able to understand that that ball had not that much distance between him and the backtrack, was able to adjust his balance and make that grab. So a fly out from Tolley, and this brings up Kaysen Taggart. So Taggart 0-for-3 yesterday as Graham comes in and fires. He's batting a 276 with three RBIs. A guy that was able to cross home plate, struck out twice, wasn't able to get a hit. So ball, no strikes, the 1-0, a bit away and on the outside edge. So 2-0, one down for the Raptors, top one. Griffin leads off at first. Kaysen Taggart out of Centralia College in Everett, Washington, has a throw from Duffy over at short, and Garrett Broussard gets the tagging. Griffin, excellent play there from the Raptors, and a heads-up play from the catcher, Alex Duffy. So two down for the Raptors and a 2-0 count. Alex Duffy, the throw over to second, and the shortstop Broussard was there. Three balls, no strikes. The 3-0 finds the zone for a strike, 3-1. Fastball came in at 92. Graham will come set. Kicks, winds, and serves up and away for a ball. Ball number four, that's the second walk we've seen on three batters. So Taggart will take first, and this brings up the danger man, Will Furness. Had two solo home runs yesterday to right field. The Ole Miss product out of Nacogdoches, Texas. Batting a 294, five RBIs, two of those came yesterday. So the Raptors have their eye on Furness as Furness pops one up on the left field side, and coming under it is Brendan Bobo, who makes the grab as the Raptors get three outs as we head to the bottom of the first. Score is at 0-0. We're just getting started here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the first inning here on WFHR as Nolan Saylor is getting his first start. And leading off for the Rafters, he struck out last night on one at-bat late in the bottom of the ninth. But a guy that's out of Creighton University, a rising junior from Omaha, Nebraska, went to Ralston High School in the Omaha area. And a guy that had a career-high batting average with a .307 as Saylor's a drive up the middle into center field. That starts things off for the Rafters. And a great start for Nolan as he comes up with a hit. So Chris Conniff will step in and against a Kalamazoo pitcher of Eamon Horwettel out of the University of Michigan, and he's actually from Ann Arbor. He's had a 1-1 record this season. He picked up a win versus Kokomo and lost versus Lakeshore. 14 innings pitched. He's had 11 hits, 4 runs, but he's had 12 strikeouts on a 1.93 ERA. The sidearm comes in on the right edge for a ball. So Horwettel standing up on the mound. And Rafters in their white tops with the maroon logos on the front and back and the black leggings. Kalamazoo in their all-blue uniforms like they had yesterday as Conniff flies one out on the left field side out of play. A ball and a strike. Chris Conniff, who bats a .333. He's had 13 hits on 339 at-bats. So standing at first is Saylor's. Nobody down. As pickoff attempts over from Horwettel to Furness, Saylor's slide safe. Once again, and going back in time as Nolan Saylor is a guy that stole 7 bases. He's at 4 homers, 51 hits for Creighton this season, and 31 RBIs. He hit 4 of those versus Butler as that ball swung on and popped into the center fielder of Banks Tolley. Reaches out with his hand saying, this is very easy and this is an easy catch for him as he makes a grab. One down. Brendan Bobo getting a crowd appearance and everybody's excited to see him. Bobo, who went 0-for-4 yesterday, and it was a disappointing debut for him with 1 strikeout. Popped out a couple times, made an error at first, but a long season for Brendan Bobo. Can he start game number 2 off on the right foot? One down, Saylor stands at first, and there he goes now. That ball bounced into Blanchard. Saylor slides safe at second, and a runner in scoring position. Ball and no strikes here. So Brendan Bobo, out of Cal State Fullerton and from Santa Cruz, California. Batted a .218 this season as he swings and a miss for a strike. 1-1. Eamon Horwettel, out of the University of Michigan. Pitched 3 innings with 4 strikeouts against Iowa back in the Big Ten tournament back in late May. Another 1-1 from Horwettel as Bobo pops one back up behind home plate. On the backside, 1-2. Saylor stands at second. On ball and two strikes. Horwedel will come set. Glance over at second. Kick and deliver as Bobo thought about going after it on the left edge, but that got called for a ball. 2-2. Raptors with a hit. Saylor's stands at second. A leadoff single for Nolan. Just the start he needed. 2-2 count with one out. Horwedel will come set. Deliver the 2-2. Bobo swings inside for strike number three. As Bobo shaking his head in disapproval goes back towards the dugout. Two down as Jack Gervich will stand in. The product out of the University of San Diego batting a 300. Six hits and seven RBIs as the left-hander will step in now. Gervich also went 0 for 4 yesterday and struck out twice as Gervich flies a ball into center field. And reaching out and making the grab is Banks Tolley. So the Kalamazoo Growlers cash in after the Raptors have a leadoff single from Nolan Saylors. Nothing comes for that. As we head to the top of the second, score stays at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the top of the second inning as the Raptors were able to go through four batters. And while they were able to get Alex Duffy, who got to put out the catcher, and a stealing Griffin to second. So this puts up Gabe Springer, the Stanford product from Boulder, Colorado, who got a solo shot yesterday into deep right field after Furness hit his second. Went 1-for-4, two RBIs, and a home run. So Graham will come set and deliver on the upstairs edge for a ball 1-0. So Graham sets and serves as that ball popped back up out behind home plate and out of play, 1-1. He's had five RBIs this season. Was able to get his first home run yesterday. Four hits, batting at 286. So Graham kicks, winds, and serves that ball, a shallow ground bouncer up on the right field line, out of play. 1-2. Springer wears that red ankle brace on his right ankle. So he's a left-hander on Kalen Graham. Graham leans in and serves the 1-2. A swing and a drive into shallow center field, and Ty Johnson, a routine catch. One down. So we've seen a couple flyouts today. Some decent contact from these hitters. Not able to find any green space as Kevin Krill, making his first appearance since June 3rd, out of the University of Oakland from White Lake, Michigan. Six hits he's had with four RBIs. Gone 6-for-12, batting a .500. He's had a home run, four runs as well. So a product who's in the DH as he's ahead of the count 1-0. Graham kicks, winds, and serves as that one sends out all the way near the concession stand in foul territory. Decent contact from Kevin Krill. 1-1 count with one down. Graham sets and serves way inside. That nicks the top of the elbow from Krill, so he'll take first. That barely grazed him. But unfortunately for Wisconsin Rapids, Krill will take first. So a runner on first and only one down as Colin Blanchard will step in. Went 1-for-3 yesterday, was walked. So the catcher out of the University of Washington batting a 333. Graham throws an away ball for a 1-0 count. Just on the left edge, outside of the zone. Standing off at first is Kevin Krill. One down here for Caleb Graham. The 1-0, swing and a miss, right down the plate. 1-1. Blanchard out of Ladera Ranch, California. Graham glances over at first. Now comes set and serves the 1-1. Popped back out left side for a foul, 1-2. One and two count with one out. Graham shakes his head off, glances over at first as Kevin Krill, a big leadoff. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Graham. The throw at second to Broussard. The throw back to first to Gurevich. And what a double play for the Raptors. Excellent heads-up play from the pitcher, Kalen Graham, as we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR. Score stays at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Fans, let's go down to the field and see.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 53. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Lows around 57 tomorrow night. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 75.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Second inning for the Raptors.
To the bottom of the second we go as Garrett Broussard steps in the right-handed batter's box on a beautiful evening here at Witterfield. Sunny and 74 degrees, perfect baseball weather. We'll cap it off would be a Raptors win. Fell short yesterday.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College.
Only been one hit this game. It came at the hands of the Creighton product, Nolan Sailors, who led off with a leadoff single in the first as Johnson drives one, and that drops into shallow center before Tolley can get to it. So Ty Johnson responsible for the second hit of the game for the Rafters. He gets to first. And a good start for Ty Johnson. So Danny Sheeler's due up. Sheeler pinch hit yesterday, went one for one. Well, he smashed a ball down into left center in the bottom of the ninth. So the Salisbury product batting at 214. He's got three hits. As that thrown inside from Horwettle and stealing second and sliding safe is Ty Johnson. Blanchard didn't even make an attempt to throw. Because by the time he caught it, Johnson was already there. Perfectly executed attempt from Ty Johnson. One ball, no strikes. Danny Sheeler, the DH. Inside for Horwettle. He's backing away. 2-0. One down. Ty Johnson stands at second. Danny Sheeler, the Salisbury product, the Division III powerhouse. As the 2-0 comes in and Sheeler foul tips one off of his left ankle. And shaking that one off up on the right side. Sheeler had an unbelievable season for Salisbury, batting a .435. 35 games started and 35 games played with 124 at-bats. 41 runs and 54 hits as he check swings out on the left side. And pointing to it is the third base umpire Dalton Phillips, who says that was a ball. So a 3-1 count with one down. Johnson at second. Rafters have the opportunity to get two runners on. The 3-1 inside for a strike. The count runs full. One down. Three balls and two strikes. Rafters have two hits. Sailors and Johnson responsible for those as the 3-2 way on the outside edge for ball number four. So Danny Sheeler will take first. Johnson remains at second. And the Rafters have two runners on with one down. And Brendan Rogers is due up. So Rogers, a .295 hitter with 18 hits and 7 RBIs. Will come set. He had a great day yesterday. He went 2-for-4. Swinging a ground ball over to Horwettle at second. The throwback to Delgado to first is on time. So an exact same play Kalen Graham made. The Kalamazoo Growlers respond with their own double play as we head to the top of the third. Score is at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Rafter fans, it's time to showcase your winning.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you